is the greatest Czech living abroad. As part of the Czechs Abroad project, the Foreign Ministry, together with Czech Radio and Czech TV, is finding the answer to that question. The ambitious initiative also seeks to paint a more vivid picture of those Czechs who do not live in their native country through reports, conferences, and discussions. More about the project in this report. Miloš Forman, Milan Kundera, Ivan Mendel. There are about 2 million Czechs or people of Czech origin who live abroad. Some of them escaped during communism, others were born abroad but have maintained a strong connection to the country of their parents, and yet others moved away from home to pursue a career. Now, a unique competition seeks to find the greatest Czech living abroad. Through the end of June, listeners of Czech radio and viewers of Czech TV can send in their picks. But how did this idea originate? I put the question to co-initiator Milena Strafeldová, the head of Radio Prague's Czech section.
28. září se každý rok připomíná den České státnosti.
The 28th of September marks the day of Czech statehood. This year, that day is dedicated to Czechs in exile. A number of conferences, festivals, exhibitions and other events on that theme will be held. Czech radio is contributing to this. We wanted to paint a more vivid picture of Czechs living abroad for our listeners.
Pro českou veřejnost přiblížit zahraniční Čechy.
The project Czechs Abroad seeks to portray those Czech personalities who have left their native country. All stations of Czech radio are involved, as well as Czech TV and the Foreign Ministry, which came up with the idea. Milena Strafeldová again.
Pokud bych mluvila o té soutěži, kterou jsme vlastně vyhlásili a kde se už schází...
We've launched a competition to find the greatest Czech living abroad. On all our stations, we have called on our listeners to send in their suggestions. We have received about 70 to 80 so far. Among them are, of course, the big names, director Miloš Forman, former US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, as well as athletes like Jaromír Jágr and Martina Navratilová. Doctors favor US-based plastic surgeon Bohdan Pomahač, and there are a number of authors, such as Milan Kundera, for example. By the end of the month, we will announce the top 20 names and broadcast radio profiles devoted to these personalities. Listeners can then vote for their favorite, who will be given their title on September 28th in Prague's National Theatre.
Svůj titul převezme 28. září v Národním divadle v Praze.
During the last week in September, a number of other festive events will honor the memory of Czechs living in exile. And for those who would like to see the greatest Czech living abroad receive their title, it is possible to buy tickets for the special gala evening in the capital's National Theatre. And if this new project sounds interesting to you, make sure to tune in into our program and find out more about it.